versus NP problem from Wikipedia, the free encyclopedia, at en.wikipedia.org. The P versus NP problem is a major unsolved problem in computer science. Informally, it asks whether every problem whose solution can be quickly verified by a computer can also be quickly solved by a computer. It was introduced in 1971 by Stephen Cook in his seminal paper, The Complexity of Theorem-Proving Procedures, and is considered by many to be the most important open problem in the field. It is one of the 7 Millennium Prize problems selected by the Clay Mathematics Institute to carry a $1 million prize for the first correct solution. The informal term quickly used above means the existence of an algorithm for the task that runs in polynomial time. The general class of questions for which some algorithm can provide an answer in polynomial time is called class P, or just P. For some questions, there is no known way to find an answer quickly, but if one is provided with information showing what the answer is, it may be possible to verify the answer quickly. The class of questions for which an answer can be verified in polynomial time is called NP. Consider the subset sum problem, an example of a problem that is easy to verify but whose answer may be difficult to compute. Given a set of integers, does some non-empty subset of them sum to zero? For instance, does a subset of the set negative 2, negative 3, 15, 14, 7, and negative 10 add up to zero? The answer, yes, because negative 2, negative 3, negative 10, and 15 add up to zero, can be quickly verified with 3 additions. However, there is no known algorithm to find such a subset in polynomial time. There is one, however, in exponential time, which consists of 2 to the n minus 1 tries. And indeed, such an algorithm can only exist if p is equal to np. Hence, this problem is in np, quickly checkable, but not necessarily in p, quickly solvable. An answer to the P equals NP question would determine whether problems that can be verified in polynomial time, like the subset sum problem, can also be solved in polynomial time. If it turned out that P is not equal to NP, it would mean that there are problems in NP, such as NP-complete problems, that are harder to compute than to verify. They could not be solved in polynomial time, but the answer could be verified in polynomial time. Aside from being an important problem in computational theory, a proof either way would have profound implications for mathematics, cryptography, algorithm research, artificial intelligence, game theory, multimedia processing, and many other fields. Section 1. Context. The relation between the complexity classes P and NP is studied in computational complexity theory, the part of the theory of computation dealing with the resources required during computation to solve a given problem. The most common resources are time, how many steps it takes to solve a problem, and space, how much memory it takes to solve a problem. In such analysis, a model of the computer for which time must be analyzed is required. Typically, such models assume that the computer is deterministic. Given the computer's present state and any inputs, there is only one possible action that the computer might take, and sequential. It performs actions one after the other. In this theory, the class P consists of all those decision problems, defined below, that can be solved on a deterministic sequential machine in an amount of time that is polynomial in the size of the input. The class NP consists of all those decision problems whose positive solutions can be verified in polynomial time, given the right information, or equivalently, whose solution can be found in polynomial time on a non-deterministic machine. Clearly, P is included in NP, or subset of NP. Arguably, the biggest open question in theoretical computer science concerns the relationship between these two classes. Is P equal to NP? In a 2002 poll of 100 researchers, 61 believed the answer to be no, 9 believed the answer is yes, and 22 were unsure. 8 believe the question may be independent of the currently accepted axioms and therefore is impossible to prove or disprove. Section 2. NP complete. Main article, NP complete. To attack the P equals NP question, the concept of NP completeness is very useful. NP complete problems are a set of problems to each of which any other NP problem can be reduced in polynomial time, and whose solution may still be verified in polynomial time. That is, any NP problem can be transformed into any of the NP complete problems. Informally, an NP complete problem is an NP problem that is at least as tough as any other problem in NP. NP hard problems are those at least as hard as NP complete problems, i.e., all NP problems can be reduced in polynomial time to them. NP hard problems need not be in NP, i.e., they need not have solutions verifiable in polynomial time. For instance, the Boolean satisfiability problem is NP complete by the Cook-Levin theorem. So any instance of any problem in NP can be transformed mechanically into an instance of the Boolean satisfiability problem in polynomial time. The Boolean satisfiability problem is one of many such NP complete problems. If any NP complete problem is in P, then it would follow that P equals NP. Unfortunately, many important problems have been shown to be NP complete, and as of 2013, not a single fast algorithm for any of them is known. Based on the definition alone, it is not obvious that NP complete problems exist. A trivial and contrived NP complete problem can be formulated as, given a description of a Turing machine M guaranteed to halt in polynomial time, does there exist a polynomial size input that M will accept? It is in NP because, given an input, it is simple to check whether M accepts the input by simulating M. It is NP complete because the verifier for any particular instance of a problem in NP can be encoded as a polynomial time machine M that takes the solution to be verified as input. Then, the question of whether the instance is a yes or no instance is determined by whether a valid input exists. The first natural problem proven to be NP complete was the Boolean satisfiability problem. As noted above, this is the Cook-Levin theorem. Its proof that satisfiability is NP complete contains technical details about Turing machines as they relate to the definition of NP. However, after this problem was proved to be NP complete, proof by reduction provided a simpler way to show that many other problems are also NP complete, including the subset sum problem discussed earlier. Thus, a vast class of seemingly unrelated problems are all reducible to one another and are, in a sense, the same problem. Section 3. Harder problems. See also complexity class. Although it is unknown whether P equals NP, problems outside of P are known. A number of succinct problems, problems that operate not on normal input, but on a computational description of the input, are known to be exp time complete. Because it can be shown that P is not equal to but included in exp time, these problems are outside of P, and so require more than polynomial time. In fact, by the time hierarchy theorem, they cannot be solved in significantly less than exponential time. Examples include finding a perfect strategy for chess on an n-by-n board, and some other board games. The problem of deciding the truth of a statement in Pressburger arithmetic requires even more time. Fisher and Rabin proved in 1974 that every algorithm that decides the truth of Pressburger statements has a runtime of at least 2 to the 2 to the cn for some constant c. Here, n is the length of the Pressburger statement. Hence, the problem is known to need more than exponential runtime. Even more difficult are the undecidable problems, such as the halting problem. They cannot be completely solved by any algorithm, in the sense that for any particular algorithm, there is at least one input for which that algorithm will not produce the right answer. It will either produce the wrong answer, finish without giving a conclusive answer, or otherwise run forever without producing any answer at all. Section 4. Problems in NP not known to be NP or NP complete. Main article, NP intermediate. It was shown by Ladner that if P is not equal to NP, then there exist problems in NP that are neither NP nor NP complete. Such problems are called NP intermediate problems. The graph isomorphism problem, the discrete logarithm problem, and the integer factorization problem are examples of problems believed to be NP intermediate. They are some of the very few NP problems not known to be NP or to be NP complete. The graph isomorphism problem is the computational problem of determining whether two finite graphs are isomorphic. An important unsolved problem in complexity theory is whether the graph isomorphism problem is NP, NP complete, or NP intermediate. The answer is not known, but it is believed that the problem is at least not NP complete. If graph isomorphism is NP complete, the polynomial time hierarchy collapses to its second level. Since it is widely believed that the polynomial hierarchy does not collapse to any finite level, it is believed that graph isomorphism is not NP complete. The best algorithm for this problem, due to Laszlo Babaj and Eugene Lux, has runtime 2 to the O of square root of n log n for graphs with n vertices. The integer factorization problem is the computational problem of determining the prime factorization of a given integer. Phrased as a decision problem, it is the problem of deciding whether the input has a factor less than k. No efficient integer factorization algorithm is known, and this fact forms the basis of several modern cryptographic systems, such as the RSA algorithm. The integer factorization problem is in NP and in co-NP, and even in UP and co-UP. If the problem is NP complete, the polynomial time hierarchy will collapse to its first level, i.e., NP equals co-NP. The best known algorithm for integer factorization is the general number field sieve, which takes expected time O of exponential of 64n over 9 times log of 2, all raised to the 1/3 power, times log of n times log of 2, all raised to the 2/3 power, (), to factor an n-bit integer. However, the best-known quantum algorithm for this problem, Shor's algorithm, does run in polynomial time. Unfortunately, this fact doesn't say much about where the problem lies with respect to non-quantum complexity classes. Section 5. Does P mean easy? All of the above discussion has assumed that P means easy and not in P means hard, an assumption known as Cobham's thesis. It is a common and reasonably accurate assumption in complexity theory, however, it has some caveats. First, it is not always true in practice. A theoretical polynomial algorithm may have extremely large constant factors or exponents, thus rendering it impractical. On the other hand, even if a problem is shown to be NP-complete, and even if P is not equal to NP, there may still be effective approaches to tackling the problem in practice. There are algorithms for many NP-complete problems, such as the knapsack problem, the traveling salesman problem, and the Boolean satisfiability problem that can solve to optimality many real-world instances in reasonable time. The empirical average case complexity, time versus problem size, of such algorithms can be surprisingly low. A famous example is the simplex algorithm in linear programming, which works surprisingly well in practice. Despite having exponential worst-case time complexity, it runs on par with the best-known polynomial time algorithms. Second, there are types of computations which do not conform to the Turing machine model on which P and NP are defined, such as quantum computation and randomized algorithms. Figure caption. The graph shows time, average of 100 instances in milliseconds using a 933 MHz Pentium 3, versus problem size for knapsack problems for a state-of-the-art specialized algorithm. Quadratic fit suggests that empirical algorithmic complexity for instances with 50 to 10,000 variables is roughly O of log n squared. Section 6. Reasons to believe that P is not equal to NP. According to polls, many computer scientists believe that P is not equal to NP. A key reason for this belief is that after decades of studying these problems, no one has been able to find a polynomial time algorithm for any of the more than 3,000 important known NP-complete problems. See List of NP-complete problems. These algorithms were sought long before the concept of NP-completeness was even defined. Karp's 21 NP-complete problems, among the first found, were all well-known existing problems at the time they were shown to be NP-complete. Furthermore, the result P equals NP would imply many other startling results that are currently believed to be false, such as NP equals co-NP and P equals PH. It is also intuitively argued that the existence of problems that are hard to solve, but for which the solutions are easy to verify, matches real-world experience. Quote, if P equals NP, then the world would be a profoundly different place than we usually assume it to be. There would be no special value in creative leaps, no fundamental gap between solving a problem and recognizing the solution once it's found. Everyone who could appreciate a symphony would be Mozart. Everyone who could follow a step-by-step argument would be Gauss. End quote. Scott Aronson, MIT. On the other hand, some researchers believe that there is overconfidence in believing P is not equal to NP, and that researchers should explore proofs of P is equal to NP as well. For example, in 2002, these statements were made. Quote, the main argument in favor of P is not equal to NP is the total lack of fundamental progress in the area of exhaustive search. This is, in my opinion, a very weak argument. The space of algorithms is very large, and we are only at the beginning of its exploration. The resolution of Fermat's last theorem also shows that very simple questions may be settled only by very deep theories. End quote. Moshe Y. Vardy, Rice University. Quote, being attached to a speculation is not a good guide to research planning. One should always try both directions of every problem. Prejudice has caused famous mathematicians to fail to solve famous problems whose solution was opposite to their expectations, even though they had developed all the methods required. End quote. Anil Narod, Cornell University. Section 7. Consequences of the resolution of the problem. One of the reasons the problem attracts so much attention is the consequences of the answer. Either direction of resolution would advance theory enormously and perhaps have huge practical consequences as well. P equals NP. A proof that P equals NP could have stunning practical consequences if the proof leads to efficient methods for solving some of the important problems in NP. It is also possible that a proof would not lead directly to efficient methods, perhaps if the proof is non-constructive, or the size of the bounding polynomial is too big to be efficient in practice. The consequences, both positive and negative, arise since various NP-complete problems are fundamental in many fields. Cryptography, for example, relies on certain problems being difficult. A constructive and efficient solution to an NP-complete problem such as 3SAT would break most existing cryptosystems, including public key cryptography, a foundation for many modern security applications such as secure economic transactions over the internet, and symmetric ciphers such as AES and 3DES used for the encryption of communications data. These would need to be modified or replaced by information theoretically secure solutions. On the other hand, there are enormous positive consequences that would follow from rendering tractable many currently mathematically intractable problems. For instance, many problems in operations research are NP-complete, such as some types of integer programming and the traveling salesman problem, to name two of the most famous examples. Efficient solutions to these problems would have enormous implications for logistics. Many other important problems, such as some problems in protein structure prediction, are also NP-complete. If these problems were efficiently solvable, it could spur considerable advances in biology. But such changes may pale in significance compared to the revolution an efficient method for solving NP-complete problems would cause in mathematics itself. According to Stephen Cook, quote, It would transform mathematics by allowing a computer to find a formal proof of any theorem which has a proof of a reasonable length, since formal proofs can easily be recognized in polynomial time. Example problems may well include all of the CMI prize problems." End quote. Research mathematicians spend their careers trying to prove theorems, and some proofs have taken decades or even centuries to find after the problems have been stated. For instance, Fermat's last theorem took over 3 centuries to prove. A method that is guaranteed to find proofs of theorems, should one exist of a reasonable size, would essentially end this struggle. P is not equal to NP. A proof that showed that P is not equal to NP would lack the practical computational benefits of a proof that P is equal to NP, but would nevertheless represent a very significant advance in computational complexity theory and provide guidance for future research. It would allow one to show in a formal way that many common problems cannot be solved efficiently, so that the attention of researchers can be focused on partial solutions or solutions to other problems. Due to widespread belief in P is not equal to NP, much of this focusing of research has already taken place. Also, P is not equal to NP still leaves open the average case complexity of hard problems in NP. For example, it is possible that SAT requires exponential time in the worst case, but that almost all randomly selected instances of it are efficiently solvable. Russell Impagliazzo has described 5 hypothetical worlds that could result from different possible resolutions to the average case complexity question. These range from algorithmica, where P equals NP and problems like SAT can be solved efficiently in all instances, to cryptomania, where P is not equal to NP and generating hard instances of problems outside P is easy, with 3 intermediate possibilities reflecting different possible distributions of difficulty over instances of NP hard problems. The world where P is not equal to NP, but all problems in NP are tractable in the average case, is called heuristica in the paper. A Princeton University workshop in 2009 studied the status of the 5 worlds. Section 8. Results about difficulty of proof. Although the P equals NP problem itself remains open, despite a $1 million prize and a huge amount of dedicated research, efforts to solve the problem have led to several new techniques. In particular, some of the most fruitful research related to the P equals NP problem has been in showing that existing proof techniques are not powerful enough to answer the question, thus suggesting that novel technical approaches are required. As additional evidence for the difficulty of the problem, essentially all known proof techniques in computational complexity theory fall into one of the following classifications, each of which is known to be insufficient to prove that P is not equal to NP. Classification: relativizing proofs. Definition: imagine a world where every algorithm is allowed to make queries to some fixed subroutine called an oracle, and the running time of the oracle is not counted against the running time of the algorithm. Most proofs, especially classical ones, apply uniformly in a world with oracles regardless of what the oracle does. These proofs are called relativizing. In 1975, Baker, Gill, and Solovey showed that P is equal to NP with respect to some oracles, while P is not equal to NP for other oracles. Since relativizing proofs can only prove statements that are uniformly true with respect to all possible oracles, this showed that relativizing techniques cannot resolve P is equal to NP. Classification: natural proofs. Definition: in 1993, Alexander Razborov and Steven Rudick defined a general class of proof techniques for circuit complexity lower bounds, called natural proofs. At the time, all previously known circuit lower bounds were natural, and circuit complexity was considered a very promising approach for resolving P is equal to NP. However, Razborov and Rudick showed that if one-way functions exist, then no natural proof method can distinguish between P and NP. Although one-way functions have never been formally proven to exist, most mathematicians believe that they do, and a proof or disproof of their existence would be a much stronger statement than the quantification of P relative to NP. Thus, it is unlikely that natural proofs alone can resolve P equals NP. Classification: algebraizing proofs. Definition: after the Baker-Gill-Solovey result, new non-relativizing proof techniques were successfully used to prove that IP is equal to P space. However, in 2008, Scott Aronson and Avi Wicherson showed that the main technical tool used in the IP equals P space proof, known as arithmetization, was also insufficient to resolve P equals NP. These barriers are another reason why NP-complete problems are useful. If a polynomial time algorithm can be demonstrated for an NP-complete problem, this would solve the P equals NP problem in a way not excluded by the above results. These barriers have also led some computer scientists to suggest that the P versus NP problem may be independent of standard axiom systems like ZFC, cannot be proved or disproved within them. The interpretation of an independence result could be that either no polynomial time algorithm exists for any NP-complete problem, and such a proof cannot be constructed in, for example, ZFC, or that polynomial time algorithms for NP-complete problems may exist, but it's impossible to prove in ZFC that such algorithms are correct. However, if it can be shown, using techniques of the sort that are currently known to be applicable, that the problem cannot be decided even with much weaker assumptions extending the Peano axioms, PA, for integer arithmetic, then there would necessarily exist nearly polynomial time algorithms for every problem in NP. Therefore, if one believes, as most complexity theorists do, that not all problems in NP have efficient algorithms, it would follow that proofs of independence using those techniques cannot be possible. Additionally, this result implies that proving independence from PA or ZFC using currently known techniques is no easier than proving the existence of efficient algorithms for all problems in NP. Section 9. Claimed solutions. While the P versus NP problem is generally considered unsolved, many amateur and some professional researchers have claimed solutions. Wogenger, 2010, has a comprehensive list. An August 2010 claim of proof that P is not equal to NP by Vinay Deolalikar, researcher at HP Labs Palo Alto, received heavy internet and press attention after being initially described as seeming to be a relatively serious attempt by two leading specialists. The proof has been reviewed publicly by academics, and Neil Immerman, an expert in the field, had pointed out two possibly fatal errors in the proof. As of September 15, 2010, Deolalikar was reported to be working on a detailed expansion of his attempted proof. However, opinions expressed by several notable theoretical computer scientists indicate that the attempted proof is neither correct nor a significant advancement in the understanding of the problem. Section 10. Logical characterizations. The P equals NP problem can be restated in terms of expressible certain classes of logical statements as a result of work in descriptive complexity. All languages of finite structures with a fixed signature, including a linear order relation in P, can be expressed in first-order logic with the addition of a suitable least fixed-point combinator. Effectively, this, in combination with the order, allows the definition of recursive functions. Indeed, as long as the signature contains at least one predicate or function in addition to the distinguished order relation, so that the amount of space taken to store such finite structures is actually polynomial in the number of elements in the structure, this precisely characterizes P. Similarly, NP is the set of languages expressible in existential second-order logic, that is, second-order logic restricted to exclude universal quantification over relations, functions, and subsets. The languages in the polynomial hierarchy, PH, correspond to all of second-order logic. Thus, the question, is P a proper subset of NP, can be reformulated as, is existential second-order logic able to describe languages of finite, linearly ordered structures with non-trivial signature that first-order logic with least fixed point cannot? The word existential can even be dropped from the previous characterization, since P equals NP if and only if P equals PH, as the former would establish that NP equals co-NP, which in turn implies that NP equals PH. P space equals NP space, as established by Savitch's theorem. This follows directly from the fact that the square of a polynomial function is still a polynomial function. However, it has yet to be proven if a similar relationship may or may not exist between the polynomial time complexity classes P and NP, so the question is still open. Section 11. Polynomial time algorithms. No algorithm for any NP-complete problem is known to run in polynomial time. However, there are algorithms for NP-complete problems with the property that if P equals NP, then the algorithm runs in polynomial time, although with enormous constants making the algorithm impractical. The following algorithm, due to Levin, without any citation, is such an example below. It correctly accepts the NP-complete language subset sum. It runs polynomial time if and only if P is equal to NP. Algorithm that accepts the NP-complete language subset sum. This is a polynomial time algorithm if and only if P equals NP. Polynomial time means it returns yes in polynomial time when the answer should be yes, and runs forever when it is no. Input, S equals a finite set of integers. Output, yes, if any subset of S adds up to 0, runs forever with no output otherwise. Note, program number P is the program obtained by writing the integer P in binary, then considering that string of bits to be a program. Every possible program can be generated this way, though most do nothing because of syntax errors. For n equals 1 to infinity. For p equals 1 to n. Run program number p for n steps with input s. If the program outputs a list of distinct integers, and the integers are all in s, and the integers sum to 0, then output yes and halt. If and only if p equals np, then this is a polynomial time algorithm accepting an NP-complete language. Accepting means it gives yes answers in polynomial time, but is allowed to run forever when the answer is no. This algorithm is enormously impractical even if p equals np. If the shortest program that can solve subset sum in polynomial time is b bits long, the above algorithm will try at least 2 to the b minus 1 other programs first. Section 12. Formal definitions for P and NP. Conceptually, a decision problem is a problem that takes as input some string W over an alphabet sigma and outputs yes or no. If there is an algorithm, say a Turing machine or a computer program with unbounded memory, that can produce the correct answer for any input string of length n in at most c times n to the k steps, where k and c are constants independent of the input string, then we say that the problem can be solved in polynomial time, and we place it in the class P. Formally, P is defined as the set of all languages that can be decided by a deterministic polynomial time Turing machine. That is, P equals the set L, where L is equal to L of M, for some deterministic polynomial time Turing machine M, where L of M is the set of W in sigma star, where M accepts W. And a deterministic polynomial time Turing machine is a deterministic Turing machine M that satisfies the following two conditions. 1. M halts on all input W, and 2. There exists a K in N such that T sub M of N is in big O of N to the K, where O refers to big O notation, and T sub M of N is max over little t sub m of w, where w is in sigma star, and the length of w is equal to n. And little t sub m of w is the number of steps m takes to halt on input w. NP can be defined similarly using non-deterministic Turing machines, the traditional way. However, a modern approach to define NP is to use the concept of certificate and verifier. Formally, NP is defined as the set of languages over a finite alphabet that have a verifier that runs in polynomial time, where the notion of verifier is defined as follows. Let L be a language over a finite alphabet, sigma. L is an NP if and only if there exists a binary relation R in sigma star cross sigma star and a positive integer K such that the following two conditions are satisfied. 1. For all x in sigma star, X is an L if and only if there exists a Y in sigma star such that X comma Y is an R, and the length of Y is in big O of length of X to the K. And 2. The language L sub R equal to the strings X pound Y for all X comma Y and R over the alphabet sigma union the pound sign is decidable by a Turing machine in polynomial time. A Turing machine that decides L sub R is called a verifier for L, and a Y such that X comma Y is an R is called a certificate of membership of X in L. In general, a verifier does not have to be polynomial time. However, for L to be an NP, there must be a verifier that runs in polynomial time. Section 12.1, example. Let the set composite consist of all X in the natural numbers, where X is equal to P times Q for some integers PQ larger than 1. And let R be all pairs X comma Y in N cross N, such that 1 is less than y is less than or equal to square root of x, and y divides x. Clearly, the question of whether a given x is a composite is equivalent to the question of whether x is a member of composite. It can be shown that composite is an NP by verifying that it satisfies the above definition if we identify natural numbers with their binary representations. Composite also happens to be NP. Section 13, formal definition for NP completeness. There are many equivalent ways of describing NP completeness. Let L be a language over a finite alphabet sigma. L is NP complete if and only if the following two conditions are satisfied. 1. L is an NP, and 2. Any L prime in NP is polynomial time reducible to L, written as L prime less than or equal to sub p L, where L prime is polynomial time reducible to L if and only if the following two conditions are satisfied. 1. There exists F from sigma star to sigma star such that for all W in sigma star we have W in L prime if and only if F of W in L, and 2. There exists a polynomial time Turing machine that halts with f of w on its tape on any input w. Section 14, popular culture. The film Traveling Salesman by director Timothy Lanzani is the story of four mathematicians hired by the US government to solve the P versus NP problem. Section 15, see also. Game complexity, unique games conjecture, unsolved problems in computer science, unsolved problems in mathematics. This sound file and all text in the article are licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 Unported License, available at http://creativecommons.org/licenses/by-sa/3.0.